slain on Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friend to me. For I by blood-stained Calvary.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friend to me.
Father, yes, this morning we are remembering Calvary. Oh, the price that you paid, O God. That's why, O Lord Jesus, today we can say we are sons and daughters of you, living God. Father, we say thank you. Lord, yes, a new week you have opened to us and want to look back the week that has just passed. Lord, your mercy, grace, protection, your loving kindness that has taken us through the week, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. And Father, even here, journey mercies that you have given to us from far and near, oh, to come and sit at your feet, O God. We say thank you, Lord. And Father, we want to thank you for the administration of this place, oh, having given us this place, Lord, to come and worship. Oh, Lord, bless their ministry, Lord. Father, once again, we want to say thank you. And even as we surrender ourselves now, Lord, unto you, Father, we want to see you now, God, in our Sunday school. The Lord will prepare us, O Lord, for the word that you have for us today. So, Lord, we surrender all to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. As you stand in, let's turn to 2 Peter, and let's read the fourth verse, only the fourth verse. 2 Peter 1, 4. Let's hear the word of God. It said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Dear Lord, bless your word. And as we sit at your feet, O God, yes, we want to be like you. Help us, Lord, to digest this word of God through the power and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Yes, we are back on our subject, the divine nature, the stature of a perfect man. We broke off some few weeks ago, and to bring us back in line with what we have already studied, and then to help if there are new people that are listening today, they could also be able to join in the understanding of the subject that we have. Yes, God wants us to be like him. Amen. That's the will of God, that we will be like him. And so we started this subject looking at the beginning. You know, God loves fellowship. That's why he created man. But that divine fellowship, it got broken because man was disobedient to God's commandment. You see, but God the love of God did not wane or diminish towards man. God desired, even from that time, God desired that he will be in the midst of his people. He loved to be in the midst of his people, you see. And so, we all remember Israel in the wilderness, God showed Moses a vision of a temple and commanded to build the same in the same fashion. He commanded Moses to build that that tabernacle. Amen. And Moses building that tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, you see, he paid heed. The first slide. Then I'll come to the first slide. The sixth one. Yes. So, Moses building this tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, he paid heed to God's commandment. Take notice of that. You see, he gave total diligence to meet God's requirement according to the heavenly vision that he had seen. Amen. And the tabernacle, when it was completed, it pleased God. And so the glory of God descended upon it. Amen. Then, when the children of Israel finally settled in the promised land, according to scripture, the king David, he decided to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But because of some reasons, the scripture says it was Solomon that built him a house. And this temple also was according to what? The requirements of God. And when that temple also was completed, and Solomon surrendered it unto God, that also God showed his approval, and his glory descended upon that house. Amen. But the scripture says in Acts 7:48, it said, how be it? You see, no matter how man you will build a temple, praise the Lord, no matter how, it said, how be it the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands? So no matter how big that mansion is, God dwelleth not in temples that have been made with what? Hands. Praise the Lord. He said, heaven is my throne. Heaven is God's throne. And the earth is my footstool. And so what house can you build me? Praise the Lord. My brother, what house can a man build to contain this mighty God? You cannot confine God in just maybe we build this house for, I said it's for God. So God had to come here. No, sir. Praise the Lord. He says when two or three are gathered together, I'll be in their midst. So right now in Alaska, there are people that have gathered, he had to be in their midst. He's an omnipresent God. So you cannot confine God in one place. That's why he's asking, what house will you build me? Praise the Lord. So the question is today, where is that tabernacle of God? And when you turn to Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4, he said, and I heard a great voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with him, with them, and be their God. So when you read, I think, 2 Corinthians 6:16, he said what? Ye are the temples of the living God, in whom God wants to dwell and walk in it, so that you will be his people and he will be your God. So you see it. God always, three in perfection. First, the tabernacle was built in the wilderness, and then back in Jerusalem. Now, the third, which must be a perfect house, where God can live in eternal, is you, enemy. And every building also, it has to go according to the requirements of God. Praise the Lord. It got to be the requirements of God. And so this third house also, which is not going to be built by hand, must be according to his requirements. And that's the scripture we just read. Give us here. The scripture we read just now. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. So this house, before you build, first, you have to be what? You have to escape from the world. The world must be behind you. You cannot build this house with what? The world in you. Praise God. So God is going to give us the requirements to build his house, which he will come and live in it. The next verse, the next one. So beside this, beside what? Beside having escaped from what? The corruption that is in the world. He said, beside this, give all diligence. Just like Moses gave all diligence. Solomon did the same thing, and then it was accepted by God. So give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. And so these are the materials, divine materials, we are going to use to build that house for God to come and live in. Got to follow these requirements. Amen. Anything short of that, it will not approved. Praise the Lord. So, next one. He said, if these things be in you, those requirements, if they are in you, exceeded and abound. Take notice of that. That word abound. It must be in you and abound. Because those requirements can be in you, but they are what? They are dormant. Those requirements we read could be in you, but they might be what? Dormant. It must abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Mm-hmm. If you don't have those requirements, you are blind and cannot see afar off. And had forgotten that person had forgotten that he was what? Purged from his old sins. Amen. So give us the next slide. So here it is. These are two mango trees. This one here, this tree here, has all everything about what mango tree. Because when you look at the leaves, everything shows that it's what? A mango tree. Here. Amen. That means it is in him. But yet, the fruits are not what? Shown. But here, it shows that. Oh, those things that are in him is abounding. It's bearing what? Fruits. Praise the Lord. Amen. See the difference? If this thing be in you, it should be what? It should abound. God wants to see the fruits of. See, the fruits show that you are a child of God or not. When someone looks at it, you just say, well, it's a tree. But here, the fruit shows that it's what? It's a mango tree.
That's right.
You know, one time Jesus coming from Jerusalem, he saw a fig tree. So green. And he was hungry and wanted what? He thought that that tree had what? Some fruits. When he went to eat, there was no fruit. What happened? He cursed.
That's right.
That fig tree.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So these things, the next one said, wherefore the rather give, wherefore the rather, brethren, give all diligence. Give more diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Amen.
For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen.
So an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly.
Amen.
Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Amen. It's better this way. Because I needed to shout too much, say. God bless you. And so in the message book, who is this? 1959. We've read that scripture before, but let's read it, that quote. Let's read it again. It really enlightens us what God actually is requiring from us. It said, a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit God's people. To fit people's nature. God will not know. He said, people must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. The reason why we go to what? Take those requirements and build that temple for him. That will what? Fit him. Amen. He said, God will never come to your level. You will have to come to his. God will not come to your requirements. You have to come to God's. And then when that requirement is met upon a promise that God had made to redeem the people, If that requirement is met, your entire being changes. Amen. Your thinking changes. Your habits change. Everything about you changes. Your desires change. Your living changes. You change. Everything about you changes because there is a new life in you. A new life in you that God now is residing in you. Ye are the temples of the living God. Amen. So now, the prophet asked a question in the statue of a perfect man. He said, what is the foundation of Christianity? So what is the foundation? So the requirements that God has given to us, here are they: faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. And then after it, the glory of God will descend upon it. Amen. These studies that we are going to do, after this, we are going to go on this and then go on this. Praise the Lord. And so we take this as the house we are going to build. And every house has a foundation. And the foundation got to be very, very strong. You remember, Jesus said, a wise man built his what? House upon the rocks. And what happened? The rains descended, and the storms, and the wind blew against that house. But it never fell. Amen. Simply because it had been built upon a rock. And you know, rock stands for what? Christ. You build your house upon him, it will never fall. That's what he's looking, that we build this house. So this very house, that's what we are supposed to build, my brother, my sister. With what? Those requirements. Amen. So faith. What is faith? Bible definition, we all know that faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. He said, for by it the elders obtain what? A good report. Praise the Lord. Faith, the foundation of that our house, you myself, we must what? Have that faith. Faith in God. And then the same Hebrews 11:33, verse 2. It said, for it the elders obtained what? A good report. When you read the whole of the Bible, Hebrews 11, you see the warriors of what? Faith. They returned a good report. Amen. And then the same chapter, verse 33, it said, those people, those elders, who they through faith subdued what? Kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. Faith. Great foundation. Faith can do wonders, my brother. Oh, yes. If you have faith, oh, praise the Lord. And then, verse 6, he said, but without that faith, that foundation, without it, my brother, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is what? He is God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you diligently, see that word diligence. If you diligently build a house, oh, praise the Lord. He will reward you. He will reward you. The reward is that he will come and live in you. Oh, my brother, my sister, God living in me. And so how do we grow in faith? How do we grow in faith? Is that faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. If we want to build that faith, that foundation, it cometh by what? Hearing. The hearing by what? The word of God. See why, my brother, my sister? That's why we are here. And when we leave here, my brother, that's not the end. Some, the whole week, he waits for another Sunday. My brother, how can you build that house? And he said, for daring in the word of God, for daring is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. So, faith has no reasoning. You don't reason with faith. See? Reasoning comes from what? Doubts. That's the opposite of faith. Doubt. Reasoning. When God told Noah, because of the sins of this world, I'm going to destroy the world. So build an ark and preach to the people to repent. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, by what? By faith. Noah did what? Noah built an ark. You see? He was moved with fear. See? And prepared an ark to the saving of what? Of his home. Yeah? And so, you see it here. My brother, faith is here. Storms, everything will come, but because of your faith, the foundation that you are standing on, my brother, my sister, it can never turn you off. The foundation must be strong, my brother. The house we want to build for the Lord to come and live in is not a question of reasoning. When God says this, it is settled. You say, amen. Don't doubt it. You start to reason about it. Because those days, all these people reasoned about it. But it has never rained before. We've never seen rain. Where in the sky, where is the water? Where is it going to come down? See, they were reasoning with it. But when God says something, he means what he's saying. Amen. So, faith. Said, faith, we live by faith and not by sight. And so we don't see faith. We do not feel faith. We don't taste faith. And we don't smell faith. Faith becomes what? A substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith is a revelation. Faith is a revelation. This woman here, we all know her already. The woman with the issue of the blood. She had visited many of all the physicians, but yet could not receive her healing. But she had heard about Jesus. She had heard about him, the things that Jesus could do. So that gave her that word, faith. The foundation to stand on. That if this man can do all these kind of what? Miracles. Then my own is just a little something. Even holding the hem of his dress, I believe that I will what? I will be healed. That's faith. It's a revelation. There wasn't any place where it's written that Jesus, you hold the hem of his dress, you will be healed. No way. But faith is a revelation. She believed. that it could be possible. That's faith. My brother believed that same way, that it is possible. And we all know the story, so I don't need to go by it. But Jesus told him, daughter, thy faith has what? Had healed thee. Amen. So faith is a revelation. Now, quickly, let's go to virtue. Okay, there's another virtue. Now we come to virtue. What is the time? Four minutes. Okay. Now, the second material, virtue. So faith, we have a lot. Already we have spoken about faith. I'm just running through to get everybody back to what? Our studies. Amen. So the next is what? Virtue. So the Bible said, so this same, bring us the back, go back. Jesus and the woman. Here, two things that our building materialize here. Jesus said, what? Virtue has gone out of me. So who touched me? And the disciples were all saying, but look at the crowd. Everybody is touching you. Amen. But he said, no, someone has touched me. Because that touch was different. It was a touch of faith. And so he said, virtue had gone out of me. My brother, my sister, there are so many virtues. We can touch our Lord and receive from him. Praise God. In our prayer, my brother, my sister, claim those virtues. You need healing, claim from him. Whatever you need, claim from him. They are all virtues. And the prophet said, virtue is what? Strength. Virtue is what? Power. Amen. And then quickly, let's go to, let me read what the prophet said. If we are going to be like him, okay, we must have virtue then. We must have it to be like him. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to be like Jesus. I've got to have virtue, and that can, so that it can pass from me to the people. Amen. My brother, my sister, but watch. Virtue is not all about what? Healing. Virtue is not all about what? Healing. Praise the Lord. Here also, we all know that. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I don't have money to give you. Praise the Lord. But I have something which is what? Greater than that alms that you are asking for. And that is virtue. Because himself believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that foundation, you see, that house is in Peter. But meanwhile, let's quickly go to this last, as I was saying, virtue is not all about healing. The prophet talked about the lily flower. Oh, praise the Lord. The lily flower. You know what? He was talking about this lily. It comes down from what? Inside the water here. And it will struggle just through. And then when it comes out, it opens its petals to show a beauty. The same thing also. The prophet said all along, this lily had to be drawing virtue. Had to be drawing virtue from the soil. And so when you type it to ourselves, my brother, my sister, our virtue is here that we need to be what? Drawing all the time. And from the hearing of what, the preaching of the word, we got to be drawing all the time. And then you show a beauty. Oh, not the natural beauty, but what? Beauty in character. And so now here he said, the bees, they come and what? They suck. So something in you, which, you see, you don't even tell or preach anything to someone, but he looks at your life. And then he said, I say I'm a Christian, but this man, this lady, no. You see, that virtue in you, you are giving those virtues out. And so our time is up, so we will continue. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love him? Shall we stand? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, we want to be like you. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, wherever there are weaknesses, we know that, Lord, you will be our strength. You said, they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. And we know that, Lord, your word is always true. So, Father, even this moment, as we want to praise your name, we want to worship you, we want to sing, oh, from the deep of our hearts, Lord. Father, we want to commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands now. The Lord, we want to sing so that, oh, the atmosphere here will change, oh God. Oh, to bring, Lord, the word that, Lord, you have prepared for us today. The Lord Jesus, oh, to touch the innermost part of our bodies, Lord. So, Father, we want to now, well, once again, ask for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you.